Have you ever been called on the carpet by anyone? You know what I mean. Have you ever been called in front of someone who had authority over you to explain some action, to explain something that you did or said? I have way too many stories of those. If you have, you know that this is a very uncomfortable feeling. And it is even more uncomfortable if the people you're standing in front of are very angry with you and you can't figure out why. John the Baptist in our gospel this morning was called on the carpet by the religious leaders. Who does he think he is preaching out in the wilderness? This baptism of repentance. They wanted to know who John thought himself to be and why he thought he had the right to be doing this kind of preaching. Can you picture the scene? There's John, this giant, rugged individual, standing in front of these religious rulers with their flowing robes, the leather bands around their heads and wrists, and they're probably wagging their fingers at him, screaming at him because they are angry with this kind of preaching. And John is calmly and coolly standing there, telling them all he is doing is preaching about one who is coming. You can hear the words. Hey guys, don't get so upset. I'm not doing something so awful. I am not the Christ. I am not Elijah. I'm not a prophet. I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. As prophet Isaiah said, I am preparing the way for one who is mightier than I, whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with power, with the Holy Spirit. John gave witness to the one who is coming. He bore witness to Jesus. He stood his ground. He talked about what he saw as his mission. He talked about the coming of Jesus' public ministry. John the Baptist was called by God to bear witness to the coming of Jesus. He was called to be a voice of God. Yeah. He was called to prepare people for Jesus. And his calling from God was not a popular calling. The religious rulers were angry with him. They couldn't understand where he got the authority or the power, or whose permission to do this kind of preaching. John really did not fit the mold. John wasn't what you call the typical religious ruler of his day. But John was faithful to his calling. He was faithful because he knew he was called by God for this mission. He knew God would give him the strength to carry forth. John came not to show how great he was, which was the mold of the religious rulers of the day. He came to show others another who was greater than he was. John came to bear witness to the light of the world. John was being used not as the center of attraction, but as the light pointing to someone else. You've probably often seen our stained glass window up in the tower. The design and workmanship are superb. But without sunlight shining through the window, we would never see the beauty. The window is a human creation. Its glory comes not from humans, nor of themselves alone, but from the light that streams through it. The light that Katie shared with us that shines through the light bulbs. John the Baptist was a creation of God, but without the light of Christ, he was nothing. His function was to let the light of Christ shine through him and help him point the way to Jesus. Our stained glass window points the way to Christ. Without light, without the message of Christ, the window would be worthless. But because the creative sunlight of God shines through, even on a foggy day, it points to Christ. It's a beautiful work of art. We are all created with a special purpose to somehow in our lives bear witness to Christ and his work of salvation. In our everyday life, we are called by God to bear witness to Christ and his saving grace in our lives. Maybe it's just a gentle touch as someone is feeling the brokenness of this world. There are as many ways for us to bear witness to Christ as there are people in the church. No one way is right. But what is right is that you and I must find that for a way to bear witness, as John did in the wilderness. There's a legend about a little shepherd boy who watched in amazement when the three wise men brought their precious gifts to the Lord. His eyes filled with tears as he thought, if only a pearl would fall from the hand of a king, then I could go too. But I'm ashamed to go. I have no gift for the Savior. The little lad was about to turn and run for the hills. Suddenly, an angel appeared before him and said, give a gift that is closest to your heart. So he did. They say that the Bethlehem star gave an extra twinkle in the heavens as the ragged boy placed a faded blue sack beside the expensive gifts of the three wise kings of the Orient. The sack contained the things closest to his heart. A seashell that whispered in his ears. A piece of rope used to climb trees. A jagged slingshot made from a forked limb and a butterfly preserved in candle wax. That little boy gave to Jesus a part of himself. He gave to him those things that he was truly attached to. He gave to Jesus not merely things, but part of himself. As we think about what we give to Jesus, we can see what he wants this Christmas. He wants a human gift. He wants you and me. God wants us to give to him us, our lives. And when we do that, then he will give us power, the strength, the courage to be his stained glass windows in this world. He will give us the power to be a witness that shares his grace, that shares his love, that shares his mercy, that shares his gift of salvation to this world. God wants us to give hope to this world. He wants us to be the people of hope. He wants us to be people who see beyond the brokenness of this world to his promise of grace, brought to this world as the babe born in the manger on Christmas Day. In the late 18th century, Poland, the Kaiser's forces were burning all the Jewish villages. One village had been burned and nothing was left standing. As the sun came up the next morning, an old Jewish gentleman pounded a few boards together, made a cellar stall, and opened it up for business. A young man walked past, stared in disbelief, and asked, "What are you selling among these ruins?" The man smiled and said, "I'm selling hope. You can sell water on a dry desert, so the place to sell hope is on the ash heap of destruction." As John the Baptist gave himself to God and the mission he was called to do, God is asking us to surrender ourselves so that he might use us for the mission he created each of us to do. We are called to bear witness to the one who is coming as a babe in the manger. We are all called so that we might be a voice crying in the wilderness of this world, a voice crying so that people might not see us, but see the Christ, see the babe, see the precious gift of life that God has given to all people. God is calling us to bring hope to despair, to bring comfort to those hurting, to bring hope to the grieving, to bring a measure of his grace to this world. A poem by Edward Markham speaks the giving of ourselves in this world. An old cobbler named Conrad had a dream that the Lord was coming to visit him. So he washed the walls of his small shop and his shelves until they shined. He decorated his shop with holly and fir. He put milk and honey on his table to offer to his special guest. He sat down and waited. As he was waiting, he saw a poor barefoot beggar walking in the rain outside his door. He felt sorry for the man and invited him into his shop and gave him a pair of shoes. His clean floor was now dirty from the rain and mud. As he was about to clean it up, he noticed an old lady who was bent over carrying a heavy load of firewood. He invited her in to sit and rest, shared some of his food with her, and walked with her, helping carry some of the wood. When he returned to his shop, he thought of all that needed to be done. He began to clean again and hoped he would have time to find more food. Just then, a knock at the door. He answered hurriedly, and it was a small child crying, lost and cold. He picked up the child, dried the tears, gave her something to drink, a cup of milk, and walked her to her home down the street and around the corner. He hurried back to the shop. He was too tired now to clean or find more food, but he still waited. Evening came, and he began to wonder if the Lord had forgotten. Then he heard a soft voice break the silence in the shop. "Lift up your heart, for I kept my word. 3 times I came to your friendly door. 3 times my shadow was on your floor. I was the beggar with bruised feet. I was the woman you gave to eat. I was the lost child on that homeless street." Conrad smiled to himself, put his feet up on the table, and settled back in his chair to pray and talk with the Savior so fair. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.